Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer here live at the Wynn in Las Vegas at the SiriusXM studios. Blessed to have three fine champions with me. UFC's champion, Hall of Famer, the incredible Forrest Griffin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's amazing. The man who always shows up for me and the community, which we'll get into today. Bill Walsh, a legendary business strategist, as well as doing over 500 events a year.
Honored to be here.
Stages and influence and impact. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
And of course, the doc is in the house, the anchorman, Stefano. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Steph.
Didn't even try us last night this time, huh?
It's falling a bit. It's getting late.
I understand. Enough messing around with the names, and I got this guy's name right. There is supposedly a crisis. There's big changes when it comes to men and women, and there's some leaders out there that are really helping with the issues that involve men. And one of the programs that I enjoy immensely is the Edge program. And I met the founder and CEO of Edge itself, coached the high performance men, and Raul Villasis has been helping so many men, and he rolls deep for a reason. Welcome back to Office Hours, Raul.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. It's a beautiful setting, man. Beautiful setting.
You know, a lot of people, they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. They don't make the investment. They don't take a personal risk for the benefit of others. And one of the things I admire most about you when we became friends is that I love people who walk the walk and that are willing to make the investment. People call it sacrifice. I actually call it investment in their purpose or their cause. And you, from the day I've met you and the time that I've spent watching you, putting on events, putting out content, creating programs, pour into a community because you walk the walk. You haven't always walked the walk. And I think a lot of times we have to learn our lessons so that we can help other people as well as make them comfortable. I think my bankruptcy is one of the greatest attributes that helped me help others because they go, oh, well, Dave gets it. You know, wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He gets it. And I'm having a tough time. I should go to Dave for help. How much of what you do is relative in the Edge program to actually having been to a point where you had to find these values, you've walked the walk, you've paid the dummy tax, and now you're able and capable of actually relating to the people that you talk to?
Well, I think that God puts us in a place where our pain becomes our purpose. You know, the reason I'm able to do what I do, because I'm not helping just the men that pay me to help them. I'm helping their old Raul that was in that place. Mm-hmm. So the reason I'm able to authentically help this man is because I'm actually been where they've been. So I'm not trying to make this up or I'm not trying to read this from a book. And I think that in the coaching world, there's a lot of things that out there that people are trying to make up their story, make up a project, make up a system. The reality is that all of us, we have a code that we live by. And the reason that we don't have the results is because we are betraying that code. We're not in alignment with the code. So the only thing I do is help men remember their code. We live by a code, and I call the code of the Edge. What is the Edge to you is a different than what is the Edge to me. So my job is to help men find their code to the Edge. Not Raul's code, their code. And I think that's what makes this different, that I'm trying to help men find themselves as opposed to have men be like me.
We were talking earlier, and we're talking about maybe a crisis in what, men's health, masculinity. What is that crisis that men are facing? And because I'm not familiar with it personally, I'm doing pretty good. No, what is the crisis that men are facing?
And he's been hit too many times.
How are you? Forgive not knowing is the best way. No, what is the crisis men are facing, and how are you kind of helping them deal with it or improve themselves specifically?
So I look back at my crisis, right? And you know, the crisis that most men go through is the midlife crisis, right? That's what we've been sold to, a midlife crisis. We go through a certain stage and we hit a certain age, and all of a sudden we forget why we do the things that we do and we go through a crisis. When I went through that crisis, I started to drink. I started to sabotage my business, sabotage my marriage to the point that I had suicidal thoughts. Why? I thought I had something that was wrong with me. And I realized that there's very little help out there for successful men, men who have money, men who have success, men who have good marriage, because supposedly we're supposed to be happy.
You got everything.
We're supposed to be happy. So people look at me and look at you and say, why are you depressed? Why are you drinking? If you already have what people think that what success is. So I went through that, what I call the tunnel. Now I realized that the crisis that I was facing was not a midlife crisis. It was a purpose crisis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I lost my purpose. I lost my drive. I was in the real estate world, so I couldn't get myself out of the bed because I wasn't excited about real estate anymore. Real estate didn't excite me. Making money didn't excite me. Why? Because I was looking for a deeper purpose. So instead of reinventing myself, instead of looking for a solution, I did what most men do, which is sedate. Let me get more money. Let me have more sex. Let me buy my way out of this. Or let me drink my way out of this. So that's what I call the sedated warrior stage. So the crisis is sedated men. It's not that men are weak. Some men are sedated. Mm. We've been sold the story that you're supposed to be happy. You're supposed to have it all. What does it mean to have it all? A kind of man truly have it all? The reality is you can't have it all unless you have one thing, which is purpose. And the purpose doesn't come from me. It comes from a higher power, God, the universe. So once I realized that, shit, like nothing is wrong with me. I'm just out of alignment. I'm going through what I call the tunnel. The tunnel is when a man is made. The tunnel is when you go through the crisis to opportunity.
When I read your book, The King Code, I thought about the idea of I have this God-sized hole and I'm trying to fill it with everything but God. Mm. And that's that sedated warrior. And you eloquently put together a code to fill that God-sized hole with purpose or God or your why. And it's incredible.
You know what? I look back and we go to, when we have a crisis, the first place we go is God, right? God, please help me. Now everybody becomes religious.
Yes.
Like, God, help me. Before, when you made money, you didn't care about God. Now, like, you go through a crisis, you go to God. But then you start praying like a needy child. Yeah. Help me. Give me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I realize that God doesn't want you to be a needy child.
No.
When you say a prayer, when you start changing your prayers, when you start changing your intention, you pray like a co-creator with God, and that's the shift. How can I believe that I'm a co-creator with God? If I'm a broken man, if I'm drinking every single day, if I have fear, like, I believe that fear is good. Fear, darkness is good. Like, the one thing I show man is face your darkness. Don't hide from your darkness. We all have darkness, but that darkness could become fuel. And using it the right way can become powerful. And as long as you're in alignment, I mean, you've been in the cage. You know what darkness looks like. You've seen a man look in your eyes with, like, it's going to be either you or me. See, that version of you could be useful outside of the cage if you know how to harness it. But if you bring that version of you from the cage to your wife, to your kids, it's going to create chaos. In the boardroom, that could create production.
No, 100%, really quickly, you know, fighters, soldiers, athletes, what do they do when there's no, when the adrenaline's over, a lot of drinking, a lot of sedation. Yes, I've never heard sedation. That term before.
Love it.
I love it. Thank you.
So, Earl, I've watched your journey for 15 years now, I think. We've been friends and worked together on different stuff. And I would love for you to share a few tips to help men find access to the code. Mm. What are a few tips you'd give today that this is a way to tap into that code or get in alignment with the code? And the second thing, I see you're running an amazing leadership summit. Could you tell us about your upcoming leadership summit? So just those two things.
That's the first thing. Like, ask for help.
Yeah.
Like, men, what we do, we try to bottle everything up. Mm-hmm. We try to pretend that everything is good. And that pretending cost me millions of dollars. So, like, if you're going through something right now, if you're going through shit in your life, you got to ask for help. Raise your hand. I'm not the only one. There's many, many other people doing this. Just ask for help. Right. Number two, realize that you're not broken. Like, get off the story that you're broken, that something's wrong with you. Like, we compare ourselves in Instagram and social media so much that we forget that everybody's putting out their best version of themselves.
Right.
Instagram is fake. If you look at my Instagram, that's not real. That is the best version of me. I try to put as much as I can authentically, but the reality is these guys who are here, they know the real Raul. My family knows the real Raul. It's almost impossible for people to know the real you, right? So get real with yourself. Ask for help and find a community. That's what we put on this leadership summit, because we want men to realize that they're not alone. Because once you come to a leadership summit, you either get it or you don't. That's it. You either have the edge or you don't have the edge. Right. You know what I'm talking about. You either have it or you don't.
Every day.
You guys wouldn't be here unless you have an edge. Yeah. But how many men out there wish they could do what you do? The reality is not many.
April 23rd.
Oh, no, they wish. They won't do the work.
Yeah.
April 23rd and April 24th in Greenwich, Connecticut. Make sure you sign up for the Edge Summit.
How do they get tickets for it?
Go to findmynextlevel.com.
One more time.
Slower.
Findmynextlevel.com. I'll give you even a free access to the virtual experience just because I'm passionate about helping men. I mean, my guys, they travel. We just had a blizzard in Connecticut.
But you're here.
You're,
right?
You're the only one that made it.
I'm not just here. We had an event in Connecticut. It was a blizzard. This guy showed up in the middle of the blizzard. So like, my wife was like, who are these? How are you training this man? Like
they're hungry.
They got the edge.
They got the edge.
Bring us home.
They're tuned in. Well, keep up the great work. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, brother.
Well, I can tell you that I'm really fired up. You know, I'm most fired up by your passion. And so I think that the mark of a great leader and somebody that can actually turn around, you know, that dark place is by bringing the passion. And you're bringing the fire right now. Seriously, I can feel it. I mean, you're vibrating at a tremendous energy. You know, I'm an orthopedic spine surgeon by trade, but now I do a lot of integrative health. So I have a lot of like high net worth men in my practice, executives, people that they have it all. They have it all. And they're miserable. Suicidal thoughts. All kind. They have just so many things. So we approach it in a little bit differently as a physician. One is to try to find them a life's purpose. We always talk about purpose, you know, and that's critical. Everything that you're saying, but also in the midlife, there's a lot of significant hormonal changes that happen. And if you look at testosterone levels, our testosterone level, because we're always looking at our phones and we're going 100 miles an hour. If you compare them to the 70s and 80s, they're way down in men. This is a known. This is a fact. It's not because I'm just saying it. And so I think replacing a lot of people's hormonal levels and getting their NAD levels right and putting them on some peptides and getting their diets right, that's part of it. But then there's the mentality part, you know, and that's where you come in. And I love what you said about not being timid. And one of the things that like Jordan Peterson talks about, you know, all the time, he's like, you should be a monster and then learn how to control it. And you said it in your own way. I like the way you said it actually better, because it just kind of resonated with me more. So in that said, do a lot of the people that you coach and things like that, and you're making a massive impact, Do they also ask you for advice about like their hormones or what they should do with their diets, all the like the health stuff? Because those two things go hand in hand, and you have to fix both to be functioning as the 100%. Ultimate machine.
100%. We don't believe in balance. That's one thing I tell them. The balance is bullshit, especially for an entrepreneur. Yeah. Like if you want to have balance, don't be an entrepreneur.
Balance
is
bullshit.
Have a regular job, go to home, have a nice nice time. Yes. As an entrepreneur, there's balance. But we do believe in having a strong foundation. Your body is a foundation. Your being, your spiritual connection is a foundation. Your business is a foundation. Your bonds, your relationships is a foundation. Having a daily routine is a foundation. Being accountable is a foundation. We live by seven codes. Mm-hmm. Like I call it the seven habits of the king, seven habits. But here's what I found when it comes to testosterone and hormones. Like just like women, when they get together, they lack in their period. Have you heard that, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. When men get together, testosterone rises because we're primal. Like you get around guys who have high testosterone, your testosterone is going to rise because we're competitive, especially with competitive men. I've had guys come to the program that have never done push-ups in their lives. They start doing 15 push-ups, 50 push-ups, 100 push-ups. Why? Because it's competition. That's right. Every entrepreneur is competitive. So it's bullshit that they don't have testosterone. It's just like they're comfortable. They don't have the ecosystem, the atmosphere to rise as testosterone. Why? Because they're successful. Nobody calls them out. They write their checks. So who's going to call up a guy who has the money? Well, you come to a brotherhood and you realize the money is not the currency. Our currency is how real can you be? Mm. If you're real, you have currency. You have value. The more real you are, the more value you have. And then testosterone is just going to rise. But yes, we do agree. I have access to doctors and I love to talk to you about it.
Yeah,
we believe in peptides.
Chat.
We love in testosterone treatment.
He'd be a great speaker at your event.
I love it. But one thing, all those things, if you don't have the right community, are just Band-Aids. It's like right now, if you're looking for a Band-Aid, get yourself something. But the real solution is the proximity to people, because that is contagious.
Absolutely. I think what we should do is with your events, we should measure the testosterone before the event and then measure it afterwards.
If
it goes up, that would be that would be crazy.
There's some science.
I don't know if that's been done
science
before.
Science behind your success.
Let's do this thing. Let's set this up. That would be insane.
Awesome.
Well, if you want the edge, if you want to learn about the edge, if you want to understand a code of how to live life to its fullest with passion, purpose, and prosperity, it takes a lot of wisdom and faith to shorten that distance of resistance that we create in our success with high performers. And Raul Villacís has been doing that. What an honor it is to have him join our community. Thank you so much for
Thank you.
Wearing the weather. Nobody else made it except for Raul Villacís. So you can imagine it's that which speaks for itself. We are blessed to have you. Thanks for joining us on Office Hours.